A Prayer for Donald Trump from the collection of Prayers for the Precious. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Give ear to our supplications. In your faithfulness answer us, and in your righteousness. As a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we lift up you, President Donald Trump, and your entire house, your nation, the United States of America, and all of your people to our Father in heaven. God is good. His mercy endures forever. God is good to you, Donald Trump. God is good to all of your people, for the Lord God is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. O our God, we cry in the daytime, and in the night season we are not silent. You are holy who inhabit our praise. Hear, O Lord, when we cry with our voice. Have mercy upon us and answer us. As an ambassador of Christ, abiding in Christ and one with him, we come into agreement with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life. In him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ, we give thanks to the Lord, the living God, the true God, the everlasting King, our righteous Father, for you and your family, for the saints, for the leaders that God has raised up on your behalf, and for all men. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to you the riches of his glory, we go up into the gaps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for you, your posterity, and your house, for your entire family, your friends, neighbors, and countrymen, for all the brethren, all those called by the name of the Lord, for the leaders of this nation and all the leaders throughout the world, all those that influence the well-being of God's people and all the people of this nation and all men, so that you and your family may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. In the name of Jesus Christ, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. We stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. It is written, the things that we speak and pray for you and your family, for these words are true and faithful, and they are the true sayings of God. The word of God is true, pure, proven, and eternal. For heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will by no means pass away, and is living and powerful. It searches the hearts of man, like a two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, and nothing is hidden from his sight. The Mighty One, the Ancient of Days, the Holy One of Israel, the words that Christ through us speak are spirit, and they are life. Thanks be to God who gives you the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. As a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we lift up you and your entire house to our God and Father, all of your posterity, all of your family on every side, all of your blood from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all your natural seed and all of your spiritual seed. Mercy surrounds you and your house. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice. You are righteous. Shout for joy, all you upright in heart. Trust in the Lord, and mercy shall surround you and your family. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, according to his loving kindness, may our Father in heaven make you a parent after his own heart, merciful, faithful, loving, kind, good, and just. You and your house shall be ever merciful and lend, and your descendants shall be blessed. You and your family shall dwell in prosperity, and your descendants shall inherit the earth. In the name of Jesus Christ, the chief cornerstone, may you leave an inheritance to your children's children, rich in the fullness of God, grounded and rooted in the love and knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ, and both the wisdom and knowledge of God. May you show forth his praise to all generations, the remembrance of his name to all generations. For your name, O Lord, endures forever. Your fame, O Lord, throughout all generations. In Christ we pray that the Lord will be your dwelling place for all generations. O Lord, great and awesome God, keeps his covenant and mercy with those who love him. Make you and your children an eternal excellence, a joy of many generations, so that men will say, surely there is a reward for the righteous. Surely he is God who judges in the earth. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. The Lord be magnified. In the name of Jesus Christ, the true light which gives light to every man who comes into the world, in Christ we pray that you will walk in your integrity and your children shall be blessed after you. In Christ we pray that you and your family will walk in Christ, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith. You shall train up your children in the way they should go, and when they are old, they will not depart from it. You shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth children for trouble, for they shall be the descendants of the blessed of the Lord, and the offspring with them. We pray in Jesus' name that his Spirit who is upon you and your house, and his words which he has put in your mouth shall not depart from your mouth, nor from the mouth of your descendants, nor from the mouth of your descendants' descendants, from this time forevermore. God, your refuge and strength, help you and your family lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, that you and your family be doers of the word and not hearers only. May the Lord Jesus Christ himself and our God and Father establish you and your family in every good word and work. May your light so shine before your children that they may see your good works and glorify our Father in heaven. Let you be an example to your children in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in truth, in faith, in purity, clothing yourself with compassion, tender-heartedness, kindness, lowliness, meekness, humility, gentleness, and patience. May you be kind, loving, patient, good, gentle, faithful, meek, humble, tender-hearted, forgiving, possessing self-control, giving wonderful counsel and excellent guidance, sure and steadfast, using the rod of authority to correct and to protect your offspring, leading your family down the path of righteousness and justice, the highway of holiness, into the salvation of the Lord. Sing to the Lord, all the earth, proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day, declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all generations, for the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. May the Lord our God be in the midst of your house, and may your marriage be holy, producing godly offspring. Your children shall be like olive plants all around your table. Thus shall you be blessed. You shall provide for your own, those of your household. In Christ we pray that you shall abound in grace to be a good provider, providing spiritual guidance by training up your children in the way they should go, as well as material comforts. In Christ we pray, you and your house will prosper in all things. Have good health as your souls prosper. Let you love and delight in your children, correcting them, disciplining them promptly, turning them away from all iniquity, in love, patience, and self-control. And your children shall give delight to your soul. The Lord our God, he exercises loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. You, Lord, in the beginning laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. And they will all grow old like a garment, like a cloak. You will fold them up, and they will be changed. But you are the same, and your years will not fail. Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Let God be magnified. In the name of Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of your faith, may you teach your children the word of the Lord. You shall not hide the word from your children, but tell the word to generations to come, the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works, so that your children and your children's children may set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments. You shall make known his faithfulness to all generations. You shall teach your children to walk in truth and fear of the Lord, to walk in Christ, rooted and built up in him and established in faith, to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with God, to choose their friends carefully, and to flee from sexual immorality, allowing the Holy Spirit to direct their steps. their steps being ordered by the Lord, that they may walk in the comfort of the Holy Spirit and manifest the fruits of the Spirit, walking in love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Let no one despise their youth, for your children shall be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. You shall exhort your children to be sober-minded in all things, showing themselves to be a pattern of good works, in doctrine showing integrity, reverence, incorruptibility, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that their opponents may be ashamed, having nothing evil to say of them. All who see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the posterity whom the Lord has blessed. Now may the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make your children and your children's children complete in every good work to do his will, working in them what is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. For the Lord is great, and greatly to be praised. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. In the name of Jesus Christ, by the grace of God, you shall instill confidence in your children, teaching your children to trust in the Lord, for the Lord will be their confidence. They can do all things through Christ who strengthens them. Also, stirring up love and good works in them, exhorting them, always encouraging them, strengthening them, and protecting them. In Christ we pray that you will shepherd your children according to the integrity of your heart and guide them by the skillfulness of your hands. God grant that your guidance be steadfast and sure, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain. May you choose life and blessing, that both you and your descendants may live, and you shall make known to your children the ways of life, that they will be filled with joy in the presence of the Lord. Let you be trustworthy, faithful, a dependable parent, bringing health to your children. In Christ we pray that you will never hide yourselves from your own flesh, but always be there to uphold your children, seeing that no one renders evil for evil to anyone, but always pursue what is good both for yourself and your children. Your hope in his mercy is that your children will be secure in the love of their parents, knowing the fervent love their parents have for them, for love covers a multitude of sins. God of love and peace, grant that you are not only parent and child, but also best friends, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, pursuing the things which make for peace, and the things by which one might edify the other, like-minded toward one another, exhorting one another, and walking together in agreement, that you and your family may with one mind and one mouth glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In Christ we pray that your children are never afraid to confide the secrets of their heart to you, for there is no fear in love, and that you treat your children with respect, compassion, dealing with them with kindness, gentleness, patience, and tender mercies, and with a meek and humble heart, never provoking your children to wrath, but bringing them up in the training and admonition of the Lord. Let you and your spouse and your children be joined together in a bond of love and mutual respect, your hearts being encouraged, being knit together in love with God the Father, Christ the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And may the Lord make you and your family increase and abound in love to one another. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will rise over you and your family, and his glory will be seen upon you and your children. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Blessed be the Lord God from everlasting to everlasting. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord of all, in Christ we ask the Father of righteousness, the God of the spirits of all flesh, that your children be wise and give delight to your soul, that you be ever thankful, always remembering that your children are a blessing from God, a heritage from the Lord. All your children shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children. The Lord shall teach them to profit and lead them by the way they should go. Your descendants shall cry to the Lord, My Father, you are the guide of my youth. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Now therefore, our God, we give thanks and praise your glorious name. In Jesus' name, the branch of the Lord, beautiful and glorious, in Christ we petition God, whose faithfulness has been established in the heavens, to grant that your children be to you a restorer of life and a nourisher of your old age. You shall rejoice in your children's righteousness and delight in their wisdom. In Christ we pray that the Lord, the living God, the true God, the everlasting King, will turn the hearts of the parents to the children and the hearts of the children to their parents. May you be the glory of your children and your children's children, and may your children be the crown of your old age. In Christ we pray that you and all of your descendants after you shall fear the Lord. You who fear the Lord, praise him. Let all your descendants glorify him, and all your offspring fear him. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Let you and your family commemorate, thank, and praise the Lord our God. In the name of Jesus Christ, everlasting Father, in Christ we pray you shall rule your own house well, having your children in submission with all reverence, and your children shall honor their father and their mother. According to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus, may God give to you and your house one heart and one way, that you and your family may fear the Lord forever for the good of yourself and your children after you. Let you teach your children and your grandchildren to fear the Lord, so that they may drink of the fountain of life and turn away from the snares of death. According to all that the Lord has bestowed on you, and the great goodness towards your house which he has bestowed on you, according to his mercies, according to the multitude of his loving kindness, may God, your King from of old, cause your children to walk by the rivers of waters in a straight way in which they shall not stumble, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified in them. May you and your children after you receive the kingdom which cannot be shaken. Let you and your children have grace, by which they may serve God acceptably, with reverence and godly fear, in sincerity and in truth, with strong confidence, and being God's children, you and your family will have a place of refuge. In Christ we pray that together you and your family will ward off all evil, being supportive of each other, helping each other, lifting each other up when you fall, abiding in Jesus Christ, in him and you, and your house. Let us sing of your power, our Lord, the living God, the true God, the everlasting King. Yes, we will sing aloud of your mercy in the morning, for you have been our defense and refuge in the day of our trouble. To you, O our strength, we will sing praises, for God is our defense, the God of our mercy. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. May your sons and your daughters be blessed. They shall do great things and also still prevail. Let it please God, he who raised Jesus from the dead, to bless the house of his servant, that your house may continue forever before him. And with the blessing of God Almighty, El Shaddai, let your house be blessed forever. Blessed are you and your children of the Lord. You are blessed in the name of the Lord of hosts. Praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, according to his loving kindness, according to the multitude of his tender mercies, may God blot out your transgressions, reveal and correct any errors you have made, and heal any wounds your children have received. Your children shall not bear the guilt of their parents, nor do you bear the guilt of your children. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon himself, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon himself. In Christ we pray that if you or your descendants should backslide, the Lord will see your ways and heal you, and he will also lead you and restore comforts to you and your family and all of your descendants, whether they be far off from you or near to you, from one end of the earth to the other end of the earth. In the name of Jesus Christ and by his blood, we revoke and wash your children clean of any curses that have been spoken over them, either intentionally or unintentionally, for no man can tame the tongue. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Prince of Life, in Christ we ask our great God, mighty and awesome, Not let any of your descendants pass through the fire to Molech, nor shall they profane the name of our God. May your children keep their father's command and not forsake the law of their mother. In Christ we pray that you and your children hear the instruction of the Father's good doctrine and give attention to no understanding, and may your hearts retain his words. In the name of Jesus Christ, who is the brightness of God's glory and the express image of his person, may the Lord reveal the Father's love to you and your children, that you may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and the depth and the height, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge. And you and your children and your children's children shall be near to the Lord. Let you bow your knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. For as the new heavens and the new earth which God will make shall remain before him, so shall your descendants and your name remain. You and your descendants shall love, obey, and know the Lord, for he shall manifest himself to you and your children, and you and your children after you will be his friend forever. He only is your rock and your salvation. He is your defense. You shall not be moved. In God is your salvation and your glory. The rock of your strength and your refuge is in God. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. In that day the Lord magnify you and your descendants in front of all. He, a consuming fire, even a jealous God, has increased you and your family. He has expanded your borders. The Lord be glorified. In the name of Jesus Christ, the shepherd and overseer of your souls, according to the riches of his grace, the Lord establish his covenant between you and himself and your descendants after you in their generations, for an everlasting covenant to be God to you and to your descendants after you. God, he who blots out your transgressions for his own sake, looks on you and your descendants favorably and makes you fruitful, multiplies you, and confirms his covenant with you. And it shall be to you and your descendants after you a covenant of an everlasting priesthood, a covenant of salt forever before the Lord with you and your descendants. May you and your house keep his covenant, you and your descendants after you, throughout your generations. May the Lord God circumcise your heart and the hearts of your descendants to love the Lord our God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind, that you may live and receive the blessing of Abraham, you and your descendants with you, that you may inherit the land in which you are a stranger. May you and your descendants after you remember his covenant always, the word which he commanded for 1,000 generations. For God is a faithful God who keeps covenant and mercy for 1,000 generations with those who love him. In Christ we pray that the Lord will pour his Spirit on your descendants and his blessing on your offspring. May your children continue in the faith and your descendants be established in truth, rooted and built up in the Lord. Your descendants shall be justified and shall glory in God. Your descendants will be mighty on earth and they will be blessed. They shall expand to the right and to the left. They shall be thousands of 10,000s, and your descendants will inherit the nations and make the desolate cities inhabited. You shall dwell in prosperity, and your descendants shall inherit the earth and possess the gates of those who hate them. Their peace will be like a river, and their righteousness like the waves of the sea. The righteous shall be glad in the Lord and trust in him, and all the upright in heart shall glory. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Declare his praise, for you are of his people. In the name of Jesus Christ, the true light, may you and your descendants fear the Lord as long as the sun and the moon endures, throughout all generations, and God's mercy be from everlasting to everlasting, and his righteousness will be forever. His salvation, his everlasting kingdom, his dominion, and his throne, from generation to generation. Let the Lord reign in your house to all generations. In the name of Jesus Christ, appointed heir of all things, may the Lord give to you and your house the increase, you and your children. May you be blessed by the Lord who made heaven and earth. May the Lord perfect that which concerns you and your house. Your mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the works of your hands. Forever, Lord, your word is settled in heaven. Your unfailing love continues forever, and your faithfulness endures to each generation. You establish the earth, and it abides. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. We will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord. As a fellow worker for the truth, abiding in the Son and the Father, and one with them, in truth and in faith, we sanctify you and your entire bloodline, your house and all of your people. By the blood of the Lamb of God, we sanctify your time, so that you will always be in the will of God through the communion of the Holy Spirit. And we sanctify your space by the overpowering presence of God who has made his home in you. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom the one which shall not be destroyed. The earth is the Lord's in all its fullness, the world and all those that dwell therein. The heavens are his, the earth also is his, the world and all its fullness. He has founded it, the north and the south, the east and the west. He has created it. For by him all things were created that are in heaven, that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him, for him. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. As a fellow worker in Christ, a fellow worker of God, abiding in him and born of him, and his love being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to you the riches of his glory, we claim you and your house, your entire bloodline, and all of your people, your family, your children, and your children's children, as our joint inheritance with our Lord Jesus Christ. By the Ancient of Days, judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High, and the time has come for the saints to possess the kingdom. Awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Awake to righteousness, and do not sin, and do this knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now our salvation is near. Come near, you nations, to hear and heed, you people. Let the earth hear, and all that is in it, the world, and all things that come forth from it. Concerning this prayer of faith, we pray for you and your house. We come into agreement with you, with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life. Being of one accord in prayer, we pray with confidence, for God's thoughts towards you and your house are thoughts of peace, to give you a future and a hope. We ask our Father in heaven, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for your sins, that he might deliver you from this present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father. We ask, believing, that you and your descendants receive all we ask for you, knowing that it is the will of God, and he hears us. As a fellow worker for the truth, we continue petitioning fervently the Lord to let it be to you and your descendants according to his word, and what we have asked shall be given to you and your house. In him who is true as one, we execute the written judgment. This honor has all his saints. Praise the Lord. It is written, my covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of my lips, says the Lord God Almighty. Psalms 89:34. God is watching over his word to perform it. Jeremiah 1:12. And it shall not return to him void, but it shall accomplish his purpose and succeed in the thing for which he sent it. Isaiah 55:11. The Lord gives voice before his army, for his camp is very great, for strong is the one who executes his word. Joel 2:11. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. We will rejoice in your salvation, and in the name of our God we will set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all our petitions. In Jesus' name, so be it. For yours, O Lord, is the glory and the power and the kingdom forever. Amen.